Do you know, when all a woman wants from you is what you can give to her, that turns you off, right?
Sure.
It's totally gross. That's what it's like for us when you are very physically attracted.
I'm interpreting that as me having to be phony then. And I'm just saying me. I'm learning about myself. I'm speaking out loud.
No, I love your questions. These are perfect.
Yeah.
You're saying what other people are thinking.
Yeah, because then I'm thinking, okay, I'm attracted to that woman physically, but if I go, you know, I don't want to jump her bones, as the expression says, even though that's what I feel instinctively. Okay, I'm going to go over there and talk to her and get to know her. I'm thinking...
So I can jump her bones?
I can jump her bones. This is being recorded, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just realized that.
Did you want to mention your last name?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm just realizing that I have some things to learn about approaching a woman.
Incredibly generous, yes? Incredibly generous. You know, Hector, what you're bringing to light is the power of instinct. It's so powerful. We're just always trying to figure out how to fulfill it. And if you're going to have relationships that have an experience of intimacy and connectedness and happiness and fulfillment and where you're yourself and you're supported and you're loved for who you are, you have to have a different approach. You have to take a different approach. This approach is always going to end up in the same place. So my recommendation to you and to all the men is look for the women who, yes, that she'd be nice to sleep with. I like, her body type works for me. Yeah, I could live with that body type. But there's something else about her that's appealing to me. There's something else about her. There's something special about her. There's something, I like her. She thinks I'm funny. I get to be so funny with her, which is a sign you're being yourself, right? The people you crack up. Right? So I get to be me with her. So, wow, I could sleep with someone I can be myself with that I'm not trying to maneuver with. I'm just me. And I give the same advice to women. Do you know that the men that you're crazy about, that you got a 7, 8, 9, 10 on the chemistry scale, even a 6, honestly, run. Do you know, look at the men that you, something else is attracted. Your spirit is attracted. Because then you're going to be approaching from your strength. You're going to be approaching from who you are instead of from the weakest, most primitive aspect of yourself, which is like putting on cement shoes and sinking to the bottom of the pit where your life is about contorting yourself to please another person. I learned this lesson the hard way, you guys. I married him. My first husband, I had to have him. From the moment I first saw him, tall, dark, handsome, chiseled, beautiful. He's a beautiful man. Give me that one. Give me that one. I turned myself into a pretzel. I know how to use an ice axe. I took the Sierra Club snow camping course, and I was the best ice axer. I hate the cold. But I was trying to connect with him. I was trying to improve our relationship because here we were married and we didn't even like each other. That's the worst thing. You know, you sleep with people you don't like? That's what chemistry has, is sleep with people we don't like. That's where the saying comes from. Yeah, I'd sleep with her if she turned into a pizza when it was all over. Sleeping with someone we don't like. I'm funny, right? Right? I've known David. We have a son together, so obviously I still know him. I've known him since I was 22 years old. We got married when I was 23. I'll be 45 in October. In all that time, I've made him laugh twice. Twice. That's it, twice. That's how not myself I am around him. Because I'm so attracted to him. This is not good news. I know that. It is not good news because we are crackheads for chemistry. It is so powerful. It is the strongest force of instinct to make sure that we survive. And that's all about. A woman's going to be attracted to a man who can provide for her and protect her. She doesn't have to like him. He just is a good provider and protector, and she'll think he's a good man. It's lousy criteria now. It's bankrupt. We're not cavewomen anymore. We actually expect to be happy in our relationships. That's a new thing, by the way, expecting to be happy. And it's all human spirit. So we still approach relationships from here, but we expect these results. And then when we don't get them, we think there's something wrong with us. Instead, maybe there's something wrong with the approach.